The Virginia G. Piper Center for Creative Writing at ASU has hosted a marquee event for writers, aspiring authors, and readers of all genres for nearly two decades now. KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports on the Desert Nights Rising Stars Writers Conference that was held in late February.
Those were sounds of some of last year's attendees shuffling between presentations at Old Main. But this year, authors and audiences connected virtually.
It's a kind of a class that treats playwriting like it's the equivalent of writing a recipe or like a drafting a blueprint for a house. You don't look at a recipe or chocolate cake and go, that's chocolate cake.
That's Ashley Naftool, who hosted a presentation for aspiring playwrights. He said his style of playwriting borrows terminology from National Novel Writing Month, where people try to write a novel in 30 days. They often fall into two categories: planners, who compile a detailed outline during the prior month, and pantsers, who fly by the seat of their pants.
I'm more of a pantser, where like I'll come up with a first scene and I'll have a vague idea where it'll go, but I almost never write anything and know exactly how it's going to end from the jump. I kind of think that if I did know how it ended, I probably wouldn't write it because there'd be no mysteries for me to answer at that point.
Naftool said he looks forward to a time when people are able to go back to theaters to attend performances.
And there will be a hunger for original stories and new scripts. But the other thing I'd say too, if anybody who wants to get into playwriting, is it's definitely a love over gold situation.
And to that point, Naftool has a day job in marketing for Rio Salado College. Historical fiction was also on the virtual menu. It's a popular genre which incorporates storytelling techniques like dialogue, characterization, and theme to recount true events.
We're hardwired, I think, for stories, every human being. And I'm not saying that there aren't good biographies that actually tell a great story, but it's easier to slip into that kind of fictive dream, as it were, if you have fiction by your side.
Catherine Lim delivered an e-talk entitled Queering History, Writing LGBTQ Historical Fiction. She cited the example of Varian Fry and mentioned how straight biography might omit suggestions about a historical figure, such as their sexual preferences, simply because they may not have shown up in some archives.
There was a book by Julie Oringer that came out in 2019 called The Flight Portfolio, and that was what I was talking about these LGBT characters. There are critics who say that we shouldn't go there for lack of evidence, meaning we shouldn't speak about whether these characters are LGBT or not.
Fry was an American journalist living in France who helped thousands of Jewish people escape Nazi Germany. Oringer's book about him was criticized for even examining his same-sex relationships. The pandemic has affected writers in many ways. Cynthia Pelayo, who discussed horror in both literature and film, said she believes the coronavirus is responsible for an uptick in consumers of the genre. But certain types of horror seem to be off limits.
I think people are straying away from any type of media, whether horror comic books or horror films or novels that deal with a dystopian type reality.
Pelayo talked about her youthful affection for recurring horror characters and tropes like the ghostly hitchhiker, Bloody Mary, or a game gone wrong with a Ouija board.
Maybe I wasn't the right kind of cool kid, and so that's who I turned to at night, was my horror characters, and they were my friends, and I watched them, and in a sense, they were the other, and I always felt like I, as well, was the other.
She also understands why some people are turned off by the genre, because horror speaks to our fears about the ultimate unknown.
The ultimate unknown is we don't know when we're going to die. Every one of us, each and every single person that we love, will one day die. Horror constantly talks to the unknown realities.
Yet in spite of the unknowns, some things are certain. Writers are going to write, and readers are going to read, because scientific ingenuity is proving a virus will not replace us. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.